Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
This is StoryQuest, brand new stories you'll want to hear again and again.
Gary the Lonely Green's Space Monster. Travel with me to the planet Lupul, a beautiful planet with clouds that look like marshmallows and that had thousands and thousands of friendly animals and people. Yes, people live on this planet too. Most of them got to carry on their day-to-day lives in a very happy, ordinary way. But someone else lived on Lupul, something green and lonely and very scary. Gary was a lonely green space monster, and he didn't like to hang around. If he was invited to a party, he'd burst in, scare everyone, steal some crisps, and then leave again quickly. Like I said, he didn't like to hang around. Gary's main job was scaring people. That might not sound like a very fun job, but Gary didn't really do fun. He just did scaring and leaving because he didn't like to hang around. Over the weekend, Gary had gone to a soft play area and melted the whole of the ball pit. Children had to stop playing, people cried, and then Gary, being the lonely space monster that he was, left to go home because, well, Gary didn't like to hang around. One Monday, he went into town to scare some people at the local swimming pool. He arrived as normal, got changed, and made his way to the edge of the pool. Everyone was having a lot of fun. Children were playing, grown-ups were laughing, the people working at the swimming pool were actually enjoying their jobs helping people, and then... Gary let up the most almighty roar, did a triple somersault into the pool, and caused a huge splash. People climbed out of the pool, children cried, and Gary did what he always did. He left. Because Gary didn't hang around. Before long, Gary was back home, all alone. He was a lonely space monster, and he had no friends because he was always scaring people. Before long, it was Tuesday. This Tuesday was going to be a special Tuesday because he was going to scare people at the local science fair. Lots of people were due to be there. Children were coming from miles around to show the judges their experiments. On the planet Lupul, children were very good at science and they came up with amazing ideas. Children started arriving at Lupul Junior School early because some of their experiments were so complicated. One girl was bringing in what looked like a big ball of glass spaghetti. It was a really fantastic set of glass tubes that contained a special liquid that helped warm up their cup of tea after it had gone cold. Another child arrived at the science fair and had a huge box full of potions. This child was very good at making fuel that didn't harm the environment. They might have only been a child, but they had already mended half of the damage that adults had done to the environment on the planet Lupul. But there was one girl who came with just a little book of stickers. No one knew why. No one asked why. Everyone thought it was a bit odd that someone should just bring stickers to the science fair. Why did this girl have stickers? No one knew. The science fair opened at 9:30 in the morning, Lupul space time. All the experiments were neatly set up. The judges were walking around the tables and looking very serious. No one really knew which science experiment would be judged the best. The judges certainly weren't giving any clues as to who would get the grand prize. As they went past all the tables, they asked questions about the experiments. When it reached lunchtime, they had spoken to everyone apart from the little girl with her book of stickers. The judges were intrigued. What were those stickers for? Why did the girl bring them? How on loophole could they possibly be useful? But just as the judges got to the sticker girl's table, everyone in the school heard a noise coming from outside. Gary, the lonely green space monster, was outside. Everyone knew this meant he was about to burst in and scare them. Children hid under tables, adults hid behind experiments, the judges hid behind their clipboards, and then, sure enough, bang! The doors opened and there he was, in all his scary green glory. Gary knew his job was to frighten and then leave because Gary didn't hang around. So Gary ran up to the glass spaghetti-like tea-warming experiment and with one giant roar made it shatter into 1,000 pieces. He ran up to the box of potions and pushed them onto the floor where they created a huge mess and became useless. People hid, children cried, and then Gary went to do what he always does. He went to leave, because Gary doesn't hang around. Except, just as he was about to leave, he noticed that the girl with the stickers was standing by her table. She wasn't hiding. She wasn't crying. She was standing there, on her own, with just a book of stickers. Gary couldn't leave because he hadn't scared everyone. So he went up to the girl with the stickers. He opened his mouth. He let out the loudest roar you ever did hear. The girl's hair stood up on end, the windows rattled, a judge dropped their pen, but the girl didn't move. So Gary tried again. He took a deep breath and shouted roar, and the earth shook, the buildings across Loophole wobbled, and the birds fell out of their nest in a nearby park. But still, the girl didn't move. She just stood there, silently, with her stickers. Gary didn't know what to do, so he decided to leave, because Gary didn't hang around and frankly, he'd stayed longer than planned already. But as he turned to leave, he heard a little voice say, "Excuse me, would you like a sticker?" The girl with the stickers was holding out her hand. In it was a sticker with a scientific symbol on it. It was a symbol Gary had never seen before. The judges were curious, and they peered out from behind their clipboards to look at the symbol on the sticker. They had never seen the symbol before. What could it mean? The little girl looked at Gary. Gary looked at the little girl. The judges looked at both of them. And then the little girl spoke. "My stickers aren't very big, but they contain something that is easy to make. Each sticker has a formula for friendship on it. When you take this sticker, you'll be my friend." The judges looked at each other.
"There isn't a formula for friendship," said one of them.
"I'm not sure this is going to work," said another.
"Is the green thing going to make a noise again?" said the third.
Gary took the sticker and stuck it to his green skin. Then he did something he had never done before. He smiled. These days, Gary still goes out to parties, science fairs, and swimming pools. In fact, these days, Gary goes to a lot of places. He talks to people. He stops and has a cup of tea, one that will never go cold. He has bought some new balls for the local ball pit and is helping clean up the environment too. He's often seen out with the girl with the stickers, and they both help people make new friends. These days, Gary goes to a lot of places, and these days, he does hang around.
Thanks for coming on a story quest with us. If you like that story, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you never miss an episode.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.